Hello, everybody. No, you didn't dream it. Everton really did win 22-0 yesterday to kick off the Marco Silva era with a club record victory. Just dropping in again with a little audio diary update as I prepare to leave Austria after the Blues concluded their training camp in the Alps with a quite astonishing victory yesterday afternoon. 10-0 at the break. And then it descended into little more than a glorified kickabout after that. And that fifth tier of Austrian football at which Erding play must be a tough watch. That's all I can say. They long abandoned any notion of playing for pride in that second half, and it really was routine pedestrian stuff, because the opposition was almost non-existent at times. But look. You know, jokes aside and what have you, you know, Everton did what they had to do, didn't they? And they were serious from minute one to 90 and got the job done in emphatic fashion. Spoke to Marco afterwards. You know, he was attempting to try and take some things from the game, but also freely admitted that it was very difficult, such was the poor nature of the opposition. And I think instead he was taking his pointers and his assessment of the squad from the week they've had in Austria, where they've done double sessions every day, including yesterday before the match, by the way. They trained in the morning. And that's where he's taking his feelers about this squad, although, and we'll come on to this, I get the sense that he's pretty much made his mind up on everybody, but we'll see on that one. But for those maybe that are in that category of have still got an opportunity to fight for the futures, or the manager still isn't quite certain of them, I mean this week, you know, we'll provide a better test. Bury Wednesday and then Lille and Porto over the weekend in Portugal. So that's five games in 3 days. And I think, you know, that will really kind of be a better gauge of where this squad's at. And for the players as well, you know, particularly for those in the second half, you kind of have to feel a little bit sorry for them in many respects, because it did, as I say, descend into something bordering on a bit ridiculous at times. You know, there was almost a look of embarrassment when they came off the pitch. It had been so easy. You know, they're almost bashful, and Nias apologetically tapping in his fourth of the game to make it 22-0 near the end. And you know, and these players couldn't really show what they were all about. I mean, if half the team in either half was effectively redundant, especially in the second, as I say. I mean, the back four in the second half and the goalkeeper had more or less nothing to do, you know. So, you know, and even Mo Besic in midfield, who's just keeping things ticking along. I mean, impossible almost to really catch Marco's eye. But, you know, but as I said, Everton did what they had to do. You beat what's in front of you. You know, and Marco will no doubt be happy with what they did. You know, when he said to me he was, you know, pleased with the fact that they were serious, as he'd asked them to be, even though the opposition may not have been of any particular good standard. You know, and look, and Everton produced some polished stuff in the first half. You know, some of the goals that they scored looked really good, and you know, you can tell and see that they were trying to implement the, you know, the shape and the tactics, you know, very, very basically that Marco had been working on. You know, Lookman and Baines, Dowell looked good, you know, Tosin sharp. And, you know, it really, really clinical finishes, which was, you know, something we've become accustomed to, but nevertheless still good to see that so early on his eye for goal is in. And obviously, you know, we had to abandon any notion of producing a rating for these players. You know, that was the intention, first half, second half, you know, produce ratings and a little bit of an assessment of each player's performance. But because the game became so one-sided, we just had to give up with a number and just go with a few words on each player. But you know, and I think if we are going to take anything from this game, I think the 11 that started would be, you know, injured players aside, and obviously those who were on World Cup duty, which is obviously a significant bunch of players, but nevertheless, those players aside, the 11 that started has to be Silva's strongest 11 in his eyes as it stands. Obviously Mason Holgate, huge vote of confidence for him that he started at centre half ahead of Jagielka or Williams. And quite what that means for Sandro, though, I'm not sure if that's the reprieve that maybe it might have seemed earlier on. You know, he started as wide right on a front three. But had a decent game. You know, I think he laid in on an assist. Looked fairly threatening every time he got the ball, but the traffic, unfortunately for him, was almost exclusively down the left hand side. But as I say, whether that's a reprieve for him, not so sure. Let's see whether that's somewhere where Marco sees him playing, or whether Marco will ultimately try and ship him out. And as I said, I spoke to Marco, and you'll be able to read this morning already on the Echo website. He's been thrilled with the players' attitudes. Every single player, he said, is doing everything they can to show him that they deserve to be part of the squad this season. So, you know, he can't fault them. No player whose future might be uncertain is down tools or anything like that. You know, he's been really pleased with their efforts. But he did go on to add, when I asked him, that he's been really impressed by some, but the sense that he gave me, and he strongly hinted with, that his opinions on others haven't actually changed, and that he's ultimately made up his mind. But, you know, you suspect that there will be a couple of players who've got to fit in that middle bracket where they still could win him over, or, you know, they still could he still could change his mind. But you sense that he's, as you would expect at this stage of summer, he's more or less decided what he wants. But as I say, you know, he said he can't fault the players for what they've shown him so far. And yeah, let's see how that one pans out. Obviously, a lot of work to get through. Later on today, you will be able to read a little bit of an update from Marco on transfers, which will be interesting. I asked him about that. I won't spoil it now, but that'll be on the Echo website later, which I'm sure you'll be interested to read. I did ask him about the fact that we haven't signed anybody yet, and it's obviously less than a month until the deadline, so watch out for that later. But obviously on the flip side, and has kind of been almost a priority this summer in terms of squad reshaping, is reducing the squad, and that remains, you know, something that I know Marcel Brands and the manager will be very, very conscious of, that there's only been Funes Mori, Rooney, Joel has left, obviously, and Luke Garber's gone on loan. So, you know, lots of work to be done in that respect, as well as trying to bring players in. So, you know, as we say, a busy week coming up, 3 games in 5 days, but, you know, strongly feel now that things will get moving on the player front as well, because time is running out, and, you know, as you'll be able to read later, Marco, you know, he knows it needs to be done as well. So, yeah, a busy week ahead as we step up pre-season. And, yeah, thanks very much for listening, and I hope you're enjoying the diary, and I'll produce another entry soon.